right, Dave, you're up.
Hi, my name is Dave.
Wilson, where are you? Wilson!
Just what do you think you're doing, Dave?
We're going for a price on Wilson.
Open up the door, it's Dave!
Who?
Dave!
Hey, Mr. Wilson!
Time to bring in Bloomberg Stocks editor Dave Wilson with his stock of the day. And Dave, the ticker is WLB.
Right, Westmoreland Coal. And just to kind of put it in context, you know, one of last week's charts of the day showed how the Trump trade in U.S. stocks had come and gone, according to Canaccord Genuity strategist Tony Dwyer. Now, Westmoreland Coal is a company-specific example of how the Trump trade has come and gone. Westmoreland produces thermal coal, which utilities burn to generate electricity. Company also operates two coal-fired power plants in North Carolina. Now, Westmoreland shares more than doubled between the beginning of November and December 2nd, when they peaked at an 18-month high. Most of the rally followed the election of President Donald Trump, who promised on the campaign trail to help the coal industry. Since then, Westmoreland has given back the entire gain. The final straw was today's release of first quarter results. The company had an adjusted loss of $2.06 a share, nothing like the break-even quarter that analysts in a Bloomberg survey expected on average. And EBITDA, earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization, also came up short of projections. Now, Westmoreland cited the effect of relatively warm winter weather on demand. The results certainly affected demand for its shares. They tumbled 18%, the biggest decline since October 2015.
All right, Dave Wilson, thank you so much.